I am honored today to have Jim Kitchen on the line. You probably heard our story earlier today that Rudd Media has closed on ownership of WCHL. That's 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL and our website, chapelbro.com. And Mr. Rudd has announced a partnership agreement with four local businessmen who have formed an owner-operator group that has bought into the two local media properties pending approval from the FCC. Chris Ehrenfeld, Mark Vitale, Aaron Wright, and Jim Kitchen. And Jim joins us now. And Jim, I know that you've been excited about this taking place, and everybody wants to know, what are your plans for the radio station?
Well, Ron, it's great to talk to you this morning. We're excited about building the station. Certainly don't expect any major changes right away. We're doing so many things that are going well. Obviously, people love the Drive Time program and your show and Aaron Keck's show. We want to keep and honor those great things that we're doing already while slowly making improvement to the station. There's consensus around having more original or local programming, but we're going to keep doing the things that we're doing well and slowly implement changes along the way.
Well, Jim, just so people could get to know you a little bit better, I talked earlier about how all four of you are guys who are in Chapel Hill and you love Chapel Hill, and you are pretty well known as teaching entrepreneurship at the Kenan Flagler Business School. Your work with Launch Chapel Hill in 1789, and you are a guy who came to here as a student and you just decided not to leave, right?
That's right. I came here in the mid-80s and took an entrepreneurship class at Kenan Flagler, the one class that they were offering at the time, and just started a company there versus going into government service, and have been here my entire adult life and have been listening to WCHL my entire adult life. And so all of us are really excited about, you know, this is Chapel Hills and the Triangle's local radio station. It's been around for 62 years, and we're really excited and committed to building the station and preserving the great things that we're doing, protecting it, but we really want to improve it as well.
You know, this radio station could have gone to some corporate ownership that had 163,000 radio stations all over America, and that's kind of the way a lot of them are, but this is really a special animal, and this radio station and our website, of course, are unique to this community, and in my humble opinion, that's what makes it great.
I agree. I mean, when you think about what it means to the community, I was talking to Blake Hodge last week about what the station does. You know, if you don't have time to check the traffic and the weather, I mean, think about what happens when there's bad weather here in Chapel Hill. Think about all the things, the closings, what's open and what's not. You know, if you don't have the time to check the traffic and the weather, we, as a station, do it for you. If you don't have time to go to the council meetings, most of us don't, or to follow the local news stories, we're there covering those important issues. And if you're like me, and I'm sure most of our listeners are, if you don't like to listen to the broadcasters calling the Tar Heel games on TV, what do? You turn down your television, you turn up 97.9 or 1360. And lastly, I think, you know, if you have something important to say about a local issue, you don't have time to write a letter and put a stamp on it and send it to newspaper in Raleigh, you can come over to our studio and be heard by tens of thousands of local listeners. Those are the things that makes the station so meaningful to the community, and we're going to build upon its successes from here.
I can certainly appreciate that, and folks always have the opportunity to express their opinions through our commentators feature, and also we invite people to nominate others to be honored as hometown heroes, and it's just kind of part of the fabric of the radio station, and the website reflects everything that we do and has some other things on there that there's not time to put on the radio, so it really is fun serving this local community. This is our niche, and this is what we will continue to do, and Jim, I know that I haven't had as much opportunity to talk with the other owners, but I know that all four of you are very excited about joining Leslie Rudd in this new ownership deal.
We certainly are. We've got a great team. We're all seasoned entrepreneurs. Leslie Rudd has significant experience in the radio business, and we've all been learning a lot from, you know, working at the station, doing things. But I will tell you this. We're not going to be day-to-day at the station. We're going to advise. We have a lot of confidence in Jane Bullock. And Ron, you are Chapel Hill's biggest celebrity and certainly the the voice of WCHL, you and Aaron and Nikki Morris and Blake do such a great job. So we're going to advise. We're not going to be working there day to day, but we have a tremendous amount of confidence in our team at WCHL. We're going to focus on growing the station, and you guys are going to focus on running it as you've been so capably doing.
Well, Jim Kitchen, we look forward to the association, and thank you very much for being with us this morning.
Hey, Ron, can I mention one more thing?
Yes, please.
We have an email address. We want to hear from our listeners, and that email address is welisten@wchl. We want to hear what is going well, and we want to hear what you like and what you don't like. So please send us an email to welisten@wchl and give us your comments.
I, for one, look forward to reading what people send in. And again, that is welisten@wchl.com. We've set up that special email address so that we can hear from you. And we promise that we'll read these things and take all of that into consideration.
That's right.
We love hearing from listeners anyway, all the time.
We do.
But especially, welisten@wchl.com. And Jim Kitchen, thanks so much for being here. We'll look forward to talking with you more.
Thanks, Ron. We'll talk to you, and thanks for all you did.
That is Jim Kitchen, and he's one of the four local business people involved now in WCHL and ChapelBrew.com. There is Chris Ehrenfeld, Mark Vitale, Aaron Wright, and Jim Kitchen together with Leslie Rudd. They now own 100% of WCHL and our website, ChapelBrew.com, and we're excited about it, and we wanted to let you know first thing this morning what's going on.